Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon-only show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experiences playing the card, so don't always expect top-notch analysis. Today's card is from the Sylvan Starter. It is the Tree People. I'm providing the negative aspect, while Shellen is providing the positive aspect. We'll use a randomizer to determine who's going first, and that's going to be Shellen. And he's also going to read you the card.
Okay, so the Tree People. It is a zero-cost lore event that has an action. Return a Sylvan ally you control to your hand to search the top five cards of your deck for a Sylvan ally. Put that ally into play and shuffle the other cards back into your deck. You can only play one copy of the Tree People each phase. So, at Tree People, I think the best part about it is it feels kind of like that Sneak Attack Gandalf moment that everybody has when they're first playing the core set, where you get to feel really smart for not really that much effort. Like, clearly the designers intended you to be able to do something with Sneak Attack Gandalf, but it's like one of the first combos that you find playing that for yourself for the first time, and you're like, oh, I get all of the good of Gandalf for just one cost, and then I get him again later? Tree People's like that for me. It is the single most foundational cornerstone card for the Sylvan archetype in this game. And it's very simple. You take a Sylvan that you already have in play, pull it back to your hand so you can play it again later to get its enter's play effect again, and you get to go fishing the top five cards of your deck for a card, hopefully one that's more expensive, or hopefully one that's in the sphere that you don't have as many resources for, or maybe that fits the situation of your board better, and you get to put it in play and get its enter's play effect right then and there as well, and probably get boosted by Celeborn with his stats, since he gives all Sylvans plus one to everything the round they enter play. So even though like there isn't that much thought that has to go into it usually, you still get this feeling of just like, wow, I got like four things that happened for me on this board state. You know, I got to pull back my exhausted quester that wasn't boosted anymore to bring in, you know, this Greenwood Archer that readied another hero. And now it's attacking for three, and I can defend that extra enemy because it readied Celeborn when it entered play. And then I can play, you know, that exhausted minstrel next round to get another event. Maybe I'll find another copy of Tree People. And you just kind of have that style, of that line of thought playing a Sylvan deck, and it's all because of this card. You know, Feigned Voices and Island Among Perils, those other cards that give you a way to pull Sylvans back to hand. You need them so that you can continue getting the trigger's play effects, but Tree People is what makes that deck work. And I love it. It's one of my absolute favorite cards in the game.
Yeah, when people listen to episode 194 of COTR, Shell and I are on that episode as well, but we spend time talking as a group about the Sylvan starter deck and this card only having two copies in the, like, pre-con deck list, the pre-constructed one, and everybody that is like, I think we should cut cards to put three of this in. It's that good, and it should always be a three of it, a Sylvan deck, and I agree with the people who said that on that episode, that I don't see why you would put less than three in a Sylvan deck. It seems strange to me, so I have to say, I just told everybody, you got to put three of this in a deck, and I have to present the negative. So this is tough. I'm going to actually punt on the one I was going to say, which was easy to misplay. If you read the last phrase, it says you could only play one copy of Tree People each phase. I think that's easy to miss. I think it should be the first line on the card, actually. So it's easy, because sometimes you get the end of a card, you just kind of tune out. And I'm going to go for the sphere of this card, I think, is a weaker Sylvan sphere. Because I honestly, I actually don't even include this one in a lot of my Sylvan Dex as a hero sphere. Yes, because what I'll do is play Thranduil, because of his ability to put stuff into play every combat phase. Celeborn for the boost, and Galadriel for the no exhaustion. So I'm not playing a lore hero, because I think the lore heroes you can choose are Haldir, who's not very good in solo, and I play a lot of one-handed solo, and I think he can be tough to play in that. Argalad, who's a hero that I know Chad was liked a lot, but I've never really tried him. And I think that might be it for Sylvan lore heroes. Oh, no, Raziel, who's in like a different style of deck than this one. So it's just like she doesn't really even matter. And a lot of people will be like, play Garima in this deck because it's like he's better. So a lot of times for me, I'm stuck trying to get Nenya on Galadriel before I can play this, because I just think, as good as this card is, I think it is the best of the Sylvan events. I think it's in a weaker of the spheres for hero choices. There's a pretty big gap for me between Spirit having Galadriel and Leadership having Thranduil and Celeborn to Lore and Tactics. I think there's a, for me at least, there's a big drop off. So I just think that I wish it was not in Lore. I wish, honestly, I know it makes sense to be in Lore, but man, this was like a Leadership card. Oh, I would love it a lot more. So
that'd be crazy. Do you still include three copies of it, even though you have to find Nenya first?
I do. That could be tough, but sometimes it can slow down because you can't find Nenya, and you're like, I can't play this card. It's stuck in my hand, and so is the Minstrel stuck in my hand. You know, if you're not going to play it during the combat phase. So I still think it's worth three, but I'm not a big fan of the lore Sylvan heroes, which I know Chad is not going to like to hear, but that's how I feel.
I'm with you. Yeah, Haldir is great, but Haldir is for a Haldir deck, not for a Sylvan deck.
That's how I feel. I think he's in a different style of deck, because in my experience playing it, the threat of the Sylvan deck, if you run those other two heroes plus Haldir, is 29. So it's like, after a few turns, it's like, okay, so I'm into the low to mid-30s. I'm engaging a lot of enemies, so I can't trigger his ability. Also, there's no good, unless I'm playing Mirkwood Longknife, I have basically no weapon attachment choices. So I'm not doing like any damage to anybody in the staging area. So I don't think he's great for the Sylvan deck. I think he's better for a different type of deck. That's the best I can do for a card that I praised a lot on this episode, too. So,
right.
So hopefully people will want to vote for me, but I'm not so sure. I guess we'll have to see what they say in the poll, and then you can gloat about how I basically helped build your argument for this one.
Yeah, I'm just glad you got the negative for a really good card, finally. I think the deck had been stacked against me up to this point.
Yeah, the preceding episodes I had the easier arguments here for the Sylvan starter. So people will have to see who got what side and what card is next on the next episode.